Manuel Izquierdo does not come to the SAISD with a clean financial record. He does have a reason, though, for each of his accusations. He has a tax lien on him of more than $150,000. He says that was due to a foreclosure during the housing crisis. He charged $12,000 to a district credit card that he ultimately had to pay back, and he had a temporarily suspended driver's license due to traffic tickets.
I've made some missteps in my career and some mistakes that I do regret, and some have been unavoidable, and some came at a price of a pursuit of other greater things.
Izquierdo says that he did disclose some of that information to the board beforehand, but his progress at the Sunnyside Unified School District in Tucson seemed to overshadow his discrepancies. While at Sunnyside, Izquierdo was able to raise graduation rates from 74 to 83% and decrease dropouts from 6% to 3%. He used a program he designed called Project Graduation, which offers laptops to strong-performing students, among other incentives. Board member Patty Radel says that even with a tainted history, she still believes he's a man of good character.
We want high character. We want a model. I think he can be that model, but there's things that happened 3, 4, 5 years ago, you know, that people are going to want explanations for.
While at Sunnyside, Izquierdo was making $305,000 per year. He hinted, though, that he would not be willing to take a pay cut to work for the SAISD. The district plans to hold several meetings for the public to meet the prospective superintendent, the first of which is next Thursday. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.